the Broncos have taken their talents to South Beach for a duel with the Dolphins.
When adversity strikes on game day, we have to figure out a way to overcome it mentally.
Both teams are looking to rid their vices and regain their winning ways.
Just win. I mean, we just want to win. We're starving for a win, so we all got something to prove.
Against the Dolphins, the defense must play with porpoise.
We just got to figure out ways to win, and you know, everything will be back right.
And in a city where the heat is on, the Broncos must fight till the break of dawn. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. December in Miami. It's one of those games you circle on the schedule when it comes out. An absolutely gorgeous day in South Florida as Vance Joseph makes his return to where he spent last season as a defensive coordinator. Today also marks Trevor Siemian's return to the starting lineup as the Broncos try to snap a seven-game losing streak. Hello, and thank you for getting up nice and early this morning to join us for the Broncos TV pregame show. I'm Phil Milani. It's just the ninth time that the Broncos are playing in Miami, and the first since a come-from-behind win in 2011. Today, it might take some more of that magic to break the Broncos' current skid. For more, let's go to Matt Boyer, who's one-on-one with head coach Vance Joseph.
Coach, this week, Trevor's up at the quarterback position, Paxton going down last week with injury, and he's out. What have you seen? He's had some ups and downs this year, but what have you seen this week that makes you think he's prepared and he's ready to go?
He had a very solid week, you know, obviously with a new offense. You know, we got some new things in, but he's picked him up well. He's thrown the ball well, and he looks sharp.
This Miami game, I know this is a city you're very familiar with. This is a team you're very familiar with. Adam Gase, I know you two are close. What are some of the things that you learned from him being a first-time head coach that might have impacted how you've approached your job this year?
Well, just watching Adam, you know, how he monitored the football team, you know, through good times and bad times. That was fun to watch. We were 1-4 at one point in the season and kept working, you know, and won 8 straight. So that speaks to just trusting the plan, you know, and sticking with it.
Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Phil, we will send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. A very special day for Vance Joseph indeed. And now we're joined by Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason for his matchup of the game. And Mace, today there's actually two.
Yeah, and we're going to start on the offensive side for the Broncos. Big changes on the offensive line, of course. Ron Leary, he's out with a back problem. Connor McGovern steps in at right guard. Over at right tackle, Donald Stevenson in for Alan Barber, who had replaced Menelik Watson, who's out with a calf injury. So, because of that, got changes there, but you've got on the other side Cameron Wake with 8.5 sacks and Ndamukong Suh, 26 quarterback hurries according to Pro Football Focus. So a big challenge on the right side of the offensive line to contain Suh and Wake, a pretty good pass rushing combo for the Broncos. Then you go to the Broncos defense. Of course, Aqib Talib suspended for this game. So Chris Harris Jr. and then Bradley Roby steps up to the starting lineup. Brennan Langley steps up to the number 3 cornerback spot. He's going to play a lot. We saw how the Raiders targeted him last week. The Dolphins have a good 1-2-3 punch at wide receiver Kenny Stills, Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker. They've combined for 12 touchdown catches this year. We saw how Oakland targeted Langley last week. You imagine the Dolphins are probably going to target Langley again this week. So that's going to be a key to see how much Langley learned from last week and how he applies those lessons today, because he's probably going to see the ball thrown his way quite a bit.
Mace, you think he was caught off guard a little bit? I mean, he played 43 defensive snaps last week against the Raiders. Previously, he had only played 17 snaps the rest of the season.
Well, I don't think he was caught off guard. I mean, you're always preparing well, knowing that you might have to go in, but certainly it was just a big challenge for him stepping up. I mean, he's still a guy who's learning how to play cornerback. He was a college receiver, played both ways. He was, you know, really still really learning the fine points of being a cornerback. Now, that being said, one thing he told me this week, talked about how he likes to know the areas in which he's weak, that he's got to work on. He wants to be confronted with those so he can tackle those head on. And so last week, he was forced to deal with some of those shortcomings. He's going to be a better player because of that. I expect that he'll have a better game this week than he did last week.
All right, Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday for 1st and 10 at 10. That's 10 to noon every weekday. Or give him a follow on Twitter at Mace Denver, or check out his game reflections on DenverBroncos.com. Now let's hear from Langley, who's looking to bounce back today.
I think you take the negatives and you look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself what you can do better. But I also think you take the positives and run with those, you know, build on top of those. So definitely a ways to go. But I think it was a good start, actually, to be honest. I think it was a good start for, you know, my NFL career to go ahead and get that out of the way. Now I know what it feels like. I know what it is. Definitely won't be the last touchdown I give up. Just hopefully not in that fashion.
The secondary and Langley will miss Derek Wolfe and Domantas Pecco Sr. today, both out. Pecco had started 123 consecutive games. That was the longest, third longest streak amongst all defensive players. And unfortunately, he won't get to wear his cleats that he designed for My Cause, My Cleats. His teammates, though, will be able to. And now let's go to Matt Boyer inside the Broncos locker room with a very special cleat story.
Thanks, Phil. Welcome inside the Broncos locker room. The equipment staff making their last-minute adjustments before today's game. Now, today's game in Miami, very special. It's the My Cause, My Cleats game. As you can see, some of the players here already have their specialty cleats for their favorite causes in place. Now, the NFL's uniform policy is usually pretty strict, but they're lifting some of those restrictions, allowing guys to display some of their favorite causes in their favorite colors for their favorite charities. And one player, long snapper Casey Kreider, is doing something very unique for a very unique cause.
I'm representing Children's Miracle Network. You know, I've done a lot of work with the children's hospitals at the University of Iowa and out here. I think it's a great cause. You know, the kids over there are way tougher than I am. They're going through a lot of tough things. And having a science education background, we're doing this cool thing where we're putting QR codes on my cleats. And I think it just kind of encompasses a lot of what I stand for.
Now, Phil, full disclosure, the QR codes are more about fashion than functionality. At home, you're not going to be able to read these codes. You're only going to be able to read these codes if you are here in Miami, up close and personal. However, it is still a really cool design for a very, very cool cause. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com. After today's game, Phil and myself will be right back here inside the locker room live on Periscope and Twitter. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. And Casey Kreider actually posted his QR code to his social pages so you could scan it there and then check out his special message. Now we're back field side with Steve Atwater, our Broncos insider, the main man.
It's all you, Phil.
No. We got your keys to the game, Steve. Key number one.
Key number one is that we do a good job of blocking Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake. The two of those guys together on the defensive line of the Miami Dolphins have combined for 11.5 sacks this year. So we'll have to do a great job, especially considering the fact that we have an injury to Ron Leary, our starting right guard. Connor McGovern will be seeing his first action of the year this week. And also at the right tackle, Donald Stevenson will be in there full-time in place of Allen Barber. So we have to do a good job and know where Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake are at all times.
Yeah, we just heard Mace talk a little bit about that. Ironically, though, the Dolphins only 18 sacks this season. Steve, key number two.
Key number two is that we play a solid game, especially defensively. Von Miller needs to have a big game, and the secondary needs to play a solid game. Now, Von Miller, I'm sure when he looked at the stats of last week's game when the Miami Dolphins played the New England Patriots, and the Patriots got 7 sacks against Miami Dolphins, he had to be licking his chops. So he needs to come out and have a big game, at least a couple of sacks, and play solid in the run defense. And, again, our secondary with Brandon Langley, getting significant time today because of Aqib Talib not being in there. He'll need to do a good job. They need to do a good job communicating and being on the same page.
Yeah, Von Miller, 8.5 sacks this season, playing his 100th career game here today. Steve, number three.
You already know. Same thing
week.
Yeah. We got to win the turnover battle. You know, offensively, we got a good job. We got to do a great job of protecting the ball. Trevor has to hold on to it, not give up any strip sacks or anything like that. And also, we got to hold on to the ball, running backs, no fumbles. And on the opposite side of the ball, we got to do whatever we can to get that ball out of Miami Dolphins' hands and get it back for our offense.
The Broncos minus 16 in the turnover margin, like you mentioned. If they can get that turnaround today, that would be a good sign. Steve, thank you very much. That's Steve Atwater. You can find him on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday. That's for 1st and 10 at 10. 10 to noon Monday through Friday. Or check him out on Good Morning Broncos Country with me on the Broncos YouTube page or find him on Twitter at SteveAtwater27. Now, here's C.J. Anderson on facing his former offensive coordinator and current Dolphins head coach, Adam Gase.
Goose don't hold back. I think the biggest thing, he knew what button to push to get the full competitiveness out of you. You know, he knew to get the full potential. And, you know, the chubby comic was one of them. You know, he went here no more. I thought that was hilarious, even though I came off a good year that year. And there's times he's just, CJ, you're slow. You know, just right in the meeting, you're just slow. You know, and, you know, you don't break enough tackles and, you know, things of that nature. He knows what to do for the certain player to push the right buttons. I mean, he did it with 18, too, so.
Anderson almost played here in Miami a couple years ago. The Dolphins gave him an offer sheet, but the Broncos decided to match it. We're back here with Matt Boyer now, field level. And, Matt, one thing we haven't talked about is facing Jay Cutler today.
Yeah.
And one guy who will be going after him, Shaq Barrett.
Shaq's played well recently. You look at the stats last week, of course, the strip sack, fumble recovery. Nice job by him. He's had a hip injury earlier this year. He played through it. But Shaq has the most success we've seen in big moments when the interior defensive line is getting good push. Guys like Adam Gotsis. They're going to be without Domantas Peko today, which does hurt him. But Zach Kerr played very well last week. I think Barrett's really fed off of that. And he's getting good help. Von Miller on the opposite side. When you've got to block a guy like Von Miller, that's going to open up opportunities. And Shaq's taking advantage.
Yeah, we saw Matt Moore get sacked 7 times last week against the Patriots. Jay Cutler in today. You know Shaq Barrett will be going after him, and it certainly helps when he's playing next to Von Miller, like Matt mentioned, who's been very impressed with Barrett.
I've been with Shaq, he's like, 4 years now? So I saw him day one, you know, to now, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's what the league is all about. You give a guy a chance, and, you know, they run a mile with it.
And having Von opposite of him and having Shane Ray, you know, with the bad hand, you know, Shaq, he's got to be a real guy for us, and he has been on teams and on our defense. So I've been proud how Shaq's played the last couple weeks.
All right, Matt, it's time to put a bow on this show. What's your final thought here?
Stop the run. I think that the Broncos are going to need to fill the holes, like we mentioned, Domantas Peko, Derek Wolf, both out. I think they're going to need to see some guys on that interior defensive line, like Zach Kerr, step up, make the Dolphins throw, because as you mentioned in the last segment, the Broncos need to get sacks in order to get off the field.
Yeah, and I say score some touchdowns for this Broncos offense. Trevor Siemian back in the starting lineup, and the Dolphins have lost 5 games in a row. The Broncos, of course, lost 7 in a row. But during the Dolphins' stretch, they've given up 35 points a game. So I say, hey, let's get an offensive breakout here today. All right, Matt, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back live postgame from inside the Broncos locker room and at the podium. Until then, this has been the Broncos TV pregame show. We leave you now with some shots from around South Florida.